lots of family-friendly activities, and of course, those all-important fireworks at the end of the day.
You got to have them at Freedom Fest, Nathan Thompson, that is for sure. Now, I'm new to the community. I've been here about 2 weeks or a little bit better, and I'm finding all kinds of neat things to see and do here in Bartlesville. And the buzz around here is, oh, you got to do Freedom Fest.
Of course.
You just got it. That was all the compelling I needed. You got to be there. So it looks like we're going to be there.
There you go. Yes, you will, Tom, and we're happy to have you there as well. Of course, the Bartlesville radio stations are one of our fine sponsors. You'll be out there with us doing a live broadcast throughout the day. So.
Oh, cool. All righty. That'd be great. Now, with the Freedom Fest, how did this all come about? Did somebody just have a big idea, or was this a culmination of people having big ideas?
Well, it's kind of
a... Let's take us back in the beginning.
Well, back in the beginning, everybody thinks that it's the city of Bartlesville who actually does the 4th of July fireworks, and that's not accurate. It's been through several different organizations. The Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville took it over about 12 years ago, maybe a little bit more. We had the fireworks out at the mall area, and then we worked together with another organization and brought the festival downtown, and it has just grown since then. We try to make it an evening of fun for all, again, with great music. Where this year we're having a hot dog eating contest.
You were telling me about this. I said, what do you got to eat? Well, if you're really hungry, then we got the hot dog eating contest. I don't know that I could do that, but why is it always skinny people win those things?
Well, I can tell you, I'm not going to be in that thing because I'm definitely not skinny. But our good friends over at Bambino's Downtown Bistro, they are sponsoring the hot dog eating contest. It's going to be at 5:30. On the Patriot Auto Group Freedom Fest stage.
Oh, good.
And, of course, the stage is going to be set up on Johnstone, just to the south of Frank Phillips, just to the north of Frank Phillips, I should say, facing towards the Dungeness Stadium. It's a great place. So that's going to be at 5:30. So if you want to participate in the All-American Hot Dog Eating Contest, all proceeds will actually benefit area animal shelters.
Very good.
So we know if you have an appetite and all of that, you can go see Brian over at Bambino's, and he'll get you hooked up on that.
All right. Now, I just a quick question, because I really don't know. Can a person qualify for the big one in New York with this one we're doing here?
Well, that's a great question.
Is that a qualifying round? Perhaps.
I do
know they do it on the same day, but for the year.
Right. That part I don't know, but I do know that the same rules apply. So they use the Nathan's hot dogs, not my hot dog, but Nathan's hot dogs, the great New York brand there. Uh-huh. Those are the rules that are used for the Bartlesville contest. So.
Wow. Oh, that'd be fun to watch.
It will. It will be a lot of fun. And then we'll clean up a little bit on the Patriot Auto Group stage.
We're going to have a napkin and a wet wipe.
That's right. And so at 7:00 will be the actual opening ceremonies with the singing of the national anthem. We'll have an honor guard there to present the colors, a few opening remarks, and then we kick it off with the Jennifer Marriott Band. She's going to be coming in from Tulsa, taking the stage at 7:15. And one of the funnest things, Tom, is, of course, the Patriotic Kids Costume Contest.
Oh, that sounds adorable.
Oh, it is. It is. This is the second year that we've done this. It's sponsored by Zach Henderson over at State Farm. Mm-hmm. He's doing a great job with this. So at 7:45, kids, toddlers all the way up to age 17 can enter the Patriotic Kids Costume Contest. Everybody gets a prize, but we're going to give out bigger prizes for the top three. So registration is at 7:00 at the Zach Henderson tent right next to the stage. The contest will be at 7:45. Bring your kids out. It's a lot of fun.
Once again, we're talking about Freedom Fest coming up on 4th of July. We've got Nathan Thompson here, who's the co-chair. And we're talking about some of the events that take place so far. We've got the hot dog eating contest, the kids' costume, and, of course, one of the bands, too. And when people go downtown to wander about, what can they expect? What are we going to see? Are we going to see vendors? Are we going to see other folks willing to shake hands, meet people, and maybe perhaps folks from the political world as well?
Absolutely.
A little bit of mix of everything?
Yeah, a little bit of mix of everything. We have great food vendors out there. We're going to have a total of 10 food trucks that are going to be out there.
Wow, that's a big variety.
It is a big variety. So we got all kinds of food, from your funnel cakes to your snow cones. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be out there at Freedom Fest on July 4th.
All righty. Now, once again, if you haven't been to Freedom Fest, you just show up. You don't have to purchase a ticket or anything to walk the streets and have some fun, do you?
That's right. No charge for this at all. This is a community service event, again, brought to you by the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville. This is our signature community event that we do every year. Mm-hmm. And then we have great sponsors as well. Patriot Auto Group has stepped up to sponsor our stage entertainment. Okay. Trudy Credit Union has stepped up, and they are sponsoring our Kids Zone. It's important to have kids' stuff out there.
Oh, so sure.
We've got a bunch of inflatables will be set up in a parking lot out there. Of course, a water slide, because you know it's going to be hot on the 4th of
July. Yes, indeed. So, you know, with all these different activities, I mean, you're not going to suffer from anything of want. I mean, you're going to have plenty to do, plenty of things to choose from as far as food and beverage. But let's get to the fireworks. Who are we bringing in to do the boom, boom, bang?
Well, we contract with a great group of folks that come in every year. This is, I think, the fourth year that we've used this particular vendor. And they put on a spectacular show. Again, mm-hmm. at 9:45. The fireworks will be seen directly over Bill Dungy's Memorial Stadium. And again, they will go off right at 9:45. We had a little delay last year, unfortunately, but this year we will be shooting off the fireworks at 9:45. It is the area's largest fireworks display. You're not going to see any bigger booms than you will at Bartlesville Freedom Fest.
And now with the backdrop of the ballpark, and as beautiful as that is, that's got to look about as all-American as one can envision.
Absolutely. And you know, that is what it's all about. It's celebrating America. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have the great, you know, baseball tournament that's going on downtown this week, but we also will be recognizing those who have served our country. That's one thing we are very, very cognizant of and very thankful of. Are those who have served our country in the military. We're going to do a special veterans recognition right at 8:30, again, on the Patriot Auto Group stage. So if you are a veteran, you're going to get a little bit of VIP treatment. Not only are we going to recognize you on stage, but anybody who shows up with a military ID or any type of, like, VA benefits, as long as they show that, they get to go to a special VIP area where they can, if they choose to, watch the fireworks in air conditioning.
Wow.
Which is all important. And there'll be, of course, some food, some free food and some free some beverages up there as well. So stop by. If you are a veteran and you wish to attend the VIP event, just stop by the main hospitality tent that's going to be set up at the corner of 2nd Street and Johnstone. And let us know, and we'll take you to the VIP area.
Now, you said 10 food trucks, is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
So what kind of variety are we looking at? Everything from hot dogs, hamburgers to, you know, whatever your mind can race toward?
There is something for everybody out there.
I'm planning my menu here.
Well, you have your fried food, you have your funnel cakes, you got your corn dogs, you got all of that.
Got my basic food groups covered right there.
There you go. There you go.
Mine, I don't know about anybody else's, but those are mine.
There you go. And we got a popcorn vendor out there. We're going to have snow cones and a Himalayan snow, you know, because it's hot. It's going to be hot. There's no doubt about it. It's on July 4th. So there is plenty of food, even pizza. We're going to have Papa John's pizza out there. So lots of folks will enjoy all the food options out at Freedom Fest 2019.
Great. And of course, a lot of music, and the Kids Zone just sounds great, especially if you have them under the age of about 11.
That's right.
They're just going to burn up so much energy. they'll be asleep in the car after the fireworks.
There you go.
You don't have to worry about nudging them to go to bed.
That's right. But, you know, besides the Patriotic Kids Costume Contest and the Veterans Recognition, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of wish I could play on those inflatables a little bit, you know. my co-chair, Julia May, makes fun of me every year because I am so passionate about those inflatable toys.
Make sure the kids have a lot of fun
on
them.
Right.
It's 8:45, and Nathan Thompson is with his co-chair of Freedom Fest. And once again, we get things started at 5:30 with the hot dog eating contest, and then we kick her off with the grand opening around 7-ish.
Yeah, that's right. 5:30 for the All-American Hot Dog Eating Contest, brought to you by Bambino's. 7 o'clock, the opening ceremonies on the Patriot Auto Group stage. And, of course, 9:45, the all-important fireworks.
Nathan, thank you very much for
dropping
by. Appreciate it. And this has been Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
As you get older and the experiences of life pile up, you realize that life is going to beat you up again and again. Loss breaks your heart, hardship takes its toll, illness destroys your body, folks can say hurtful things, and even your friends can turn against you. Jesus said it's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy for him. Most of the things you will experience in life, he experienced. He said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." How different we might live this life if we would embrace that great truth. Always remember that whatever you are going through in life, regardless how bad it may seem at the time, it's always going to get better. What Annie said is true. The sun will come out tomorrow. It always does. You may not see it every day. Sometimes the clouds hide it, but it's always there and it always reappears. The same is true of the joy in your life. The clouds of life may hide it for a while, but you have to believe that it will always come back. You have to embrace the great words of the Apostle Paul, who certainly had his share of trouble. He said in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say it, rejoice. I'm Dave Hammonds with the Legacy Church of Christ. I hope you will join us this Sunday at the Tri-County Tech Event Center. We have Bible classes at 9:15, and worship at 10.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click the on-demand button, then click the consumer calls link, then click the day you want to hear. That's consumer calls at your beck and call. Consumer calls on KWN AM 1400 live each weekday 9:10 to 9:30, Saturday 9:10 to noon. But if you can't tune in live, head to the web at BartlesvilleRadio.com and listen to the archived shows.
A few clouds, warm weather, and temperatures near 90. This will be the pattern for the next couple.